Dragan, he said, your people are not our people. I looked at Nina. She was quiet and watched my father carefully, but she said nothing. Dragan looked worried. We live on this side of the river, and your people live on the other side, my father said. We have our places of worship, and you have yours. We are different. We have our ways, and your people have their ways. It was like that when I was a boy, and it is still like that now. Then he smiled. But we can be friends, he said. You are a good man, and my daughter loves you. Anybody can see that. Our door is always open to you, Dragan.
Thank you, said Dragan quietly. And Nina smiled at him, at my father, at me, at everybody. After that, they were always together. At the university, at home, in town, it was always Nina and Dragan. They studied together and went to parties together. They were two young people, happy and in love. And then the war began. At first, things were difficult, but they could still meet sometimes. But then things began to change. When the university closed, Nina and Dragan could not see each other every day. They talked on the phone, but it was not the same. I can't live without him, Nina said to us one night, with tears on her face. I must see him. I must.